This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Temperatures tomorrow night in Charlotte for the Steelers' final preseason game will be in the 80s, but there is a possible thunderstorm looming. That is Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. That was Don Kelly post-game on the big Pirate story of the day. Bubba Chandler, despite having, I think, in his last half-dozen starts an ERA over 7, promoted to the big leagues today in what Kelly just called a bulk role. Now, I said that this might happen and then got no credit for it, but that's okay.
You said it was a rumor that he was going to get called up.
But I like to think that people saw that and then did digging. I sparked something.
So that you knew more than Noah Hyles, who then went and actually, it sounds like, was the first confirmation I saw of it.
Well, to Noah's credit, I didn't have anybody tell me he's definitely getting called up. I had just heard rumblings.
Rumblings?
That it was on the verge of happening, yeah.
And that it was at the goal line or rounding third.
And that's why I asked Brownie about it yesterday.
And he, my goodness.
Good question, Andrew.
I have no idea.
Because he probably knew, too.
Yeah, he knew.
Yeah. All right, this is a controversial decision because the Pirates don't get the benefit of the doubt with a lot of people. And intern Jack said before the game, said before the show, while the game was going on, that it was a move like this that caused all the hope he had left in the Pirates to erode.
Because they're bringing him up and not letting him do
because
the thing
he's
training to do.
Because of the way this is being handled by them, yes.
It's a half measure. You know what was a thought that popped through my head when you played that Donnie Kelly clip of him saying he'll be in a bulk role and have a chance to earn starts like everybody else in bulk roles?
Uh-huh.
They don't necessarily, they want to bring him up for whatever reason, but they don't necessarily want to hand him anything. There's almost some like an admission that we don't know if he's ready for this based on his minor league performance lately. We're going to force him to sing for his supper when his supper is starting games, which is weird, man. Like, he's the number 7, I think I saw by one metric, the number 7 prospect in all of baseball. Some people probably have him as the number 1 pitching prospect all across the sport. And they are saying, yeah, you're like with Braxton Ashcraft right now. That's the basic body of people on this roster we're putting you in.
I think they're trying to fix him because he's struggling so much in AAA, and they're hoping that getting him out of AAA will bring back the old Bubba Chandler.
Well, this just
but they
like,
don't want him. They don't want to put on him the pressure of starting. Instead,
they're going to ask him though to do something he's never done that he's not accustomed to doing, which would probably throw him out of his comfort zone. And if you want to get a guy back to where he was, I think you'd want to try to make him as in familiar surroundings as possible. This does in some little microcosm, and this was something I bitched and moaned about a lot when Neil Huntington was the GM.
Yeah.
They and Matt Clement made me feel a little bit better about having this tack. This idea that maybe you bring these guys up when they're playing, when they're pitching great at AAA and see how it goes at that point instead of letting them sit there for a little bit. The Pirates used to have this philosophy under Huntington and his regime about we want to see guys fail in the minors, then come back to success, and then we'll bring them up. Maybe if you do bring Bubba Chiarelli when he's dominating AAA, you get a different outcome. But now, man, look what you just said. They're going to try to put him in long relief to try to fix him because he's clearly broken to some extent compared with what he was when he started the year. I hate all of that.
So you're on Jack's side. Like, you think that this is
I just don't like what it says about
a big mistake,
how they handle some of these guys.
Way of doing
I just don't like what it says about how they handle some of these players. They obviously did it right with Skeens. I think Skeens strikes me as the kind of guy that would have figured it out anywhere under any sort of tutelage.
Sure.
Chandler is, I would think, pretty clearly one notch down from Skeens in terms of ceiling and potential, but
yeah.
It's sort of putting him in long relief, in bulk relief, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
Is an admission that you've kind of failed to develop him right at the last stage of it.
So my bigger issue is when I have a gripe with them not calling him up when he was red hot.
Yeah, so do I.
And there were some like, hey, he's walking too many guys, but he was blowing people away. And now you do it when he's scuffling. It's like, it's an admission on their part that what they're doing with him at AAA isn't working. So they're trying to find something to like kickstart him back up again. And this is what they've decided on. You're right. It is like a half. It's like a compromise. It is a half measure.
You're coming to the bigs. You're getting out of AAA, but you're not starting.
But we're doing it more. I'm sorry. Like, I don't really believe that he's on the Ashcraft plan. I think he would be on the Paul Skeens plan where he got called up to be a starting pitcher if he had pitched well over the last month and a half.
I would want to know when he was tearing it up through what I think May, his ERA to start June was like 2.05. I don't know. What compelled them to not bring him up then?
Because the walks thing was their big issue. Too many walks down there. Control not good enough.
I mean,
if he can't throw strikes at AAA, he's not going to throw strikes in the majors.
It's also a mental game. I think Matt Clement, again, I'll give him credit, said something else that I think was relevant because it's his own experience as at one time the Padres' number one pitching prospect, maybe not within baseball writ large as big of a prospect as Chandler is, but still their number one guy. He said it's human nature at some point to just start wondering, well, why is so-and-so going up. He called it a carousel of guys going to the major league club before he did. How could that not wear on somebody?
Donnie, didn't Parado try to, I mean, John Parado, who usually is very hard on the Pirates as a national baseball insider, but a man that has been around a lot of bad Pirates teams for a number of years. Donnie said something critical about this decision on Twitter, and Parado seemed to fire back a rebuttal, which I was shocked by. Because John never gives the Pirates the benefit of the doubt. Did you see it?
Yeah, because this is how they used to do things. They get the guys acclimated to low leverage situations. Okay, well, not everybody's the top pitching prospect in all of baseball.
But the top pitching prospect in baseball is kind of broken.
So don't bring him up.
So just have him continue to struggle at AAA?
So he could struggle in the majors?
I mean, it's at least something different. I mean, you would just continue to do the same thing over and over again, give him the ball every fifth day and watch him get his face ripped off at AAA.
And they think bringing him up to the majors is going to be the almighty fix to that.
I don't know if they necessarily think it's going to be, but like, I'll say it again to you, Chris. Would you just continue to do the same thing over and over again with him at AAA?
No, I wouldn't, because it's not going anywhere.
Right.
I do think it's a half measure. I'm looking up somebody in the responses to Parado cited three examples that they said, quote, worked well for the Pirates to bring a guy up in long relief.
Yeah. What are they?
John Smiley, who didn't start a game until technically his third year where he was appearing in the majors.
Yep.
And that year he had a 3.25 ERA.
Yep.
He's a pretty good pitcher for the next couple of years. Won 20 games last year. I mean,
he was Pirates 20 game winner.
He was quite good. The next name that they brought up was Denny Nagel, who was traded over to the Braves, but Denny Nagel did not really start games writ large until 1994.
Mm-hmm.
95, he was a very good pitcher.
He was an all-star.
an all-star who led the league in innings pitched. And then this is the last one that this person cited. I'm just using this guy's work, and I'm checking it on the fly. Francisco Cordova was the final example that the guy used to say all of these worked pretty well.
And they did, but those are all from the 1990s. Right. I don't like applying strategy, the 1990s to today.
Well, Parado like even kind of elaborated, or somebody said it for him, that it was the old Earl Weaver strategy of baseball. Earl Weaver managed in like the 70s, man. Earl Weaver was managing 50 years ago. I wasn't even alive.
It also doesn't make any business sense to me. And if you want to limit the guy's innings, that's one thing. Have him start, promote that he's going to start. You get more people in your building than you ever deserve to at this point in the year, and take him out after two or three innings.
I actually disagree with you on that because of what Clement said. I like that it doesn't seem like it's a money grab move by them.
No, it seems like they think this is the best way to go about it, baseball reason.
Like you wouldn't criticize them if they did something to just try to like make some money?
I don't think anybody
would criticize them if they brought up the number one pitching prospect in baseball to start a game.
That would be just, yeah, he's struggled at AAA, but he's the number one starting pitching prospect. It wouldn't look weird or shady.
Fair enough, Donnie, but to say that you said do it for business reasons. They get crushed when they do things for business reasons.
Yeah, and they do them all the time.
If you would pick one, do you want them to do something for business reasons or baseball reasons? You're going to say baseball reasons, no?
Right, but given
this is baseball reasons.
Given the
not a good one,
the owner's history, it's a stunner to me that they're not doing it for the business reason.
But I think that should be a positive thing that you say about them. That if they're not doing something for business reasons.
Yeah, but you can say that they're not doing something for business reasons and still think it's a bad strategy for baseball reasons, which is exactly what I think this is.
I agree.
Like, they can't get out of their own way. Yes, it's good that you are not making a cynical decision that's not really a baseball decision. It's bad that your actual baseball reasons do not pass muster with me here. That's how I feel about it.
I mean, the biggest story of all to me is this guy has sucked at AAA for a decent amount of time now. Why is that?
And does your not promoting him earlier have anything to do with it?
Yes, and what is being done about it? They're doing something about it. We can quibble with what they're doing, which I'm all for. It is not really that. It is not standard practice anymore to call a guy up who's a starter and make him a relief pitcher. It's not.
I would love to know why they think he's struggled at AAA. Is it like he's not bored, but he's frustrated the way Clement described, kind of wondering about why is so-and-so passing me on the way to the majors? Or you can't possibly think, I guess, that if it's something mechanical or it's something about the art of pitching that has nothing to do with mental, that facing better hitters is going to snap him out of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
If he's struggling with his control, and you think that it's not physical, that it is mechanical, major league hitters are going to pick up on that and tattoo the guy.
I know, but if you think it's
mental, just to finish the thought,
sure.
And that he's not bored, but whatever, that he's going to raise his level because the level will be raised around him, different story.
Kelly didn't say this, but when I think bulk reliever, I don't think someone that's supposed to throw 100 pitches and go five or six innings. Bulk reliever to me now is just someone who goes more than one inning. Give me two or three innings. So maybe they're thinking, if he goes through a lineup one time and he empties the chamber for like 40 pitches and he goes through one time, that can get him back on track. I think that's got to be their logic here. And the one thing I'll say about them is, look, they don't get the benefit of the doubt on many things, but they kind of should on pitchers. Right? I mean, they sent Bednar down. And he came back and he was an all-star pitcher again. They've developed a lot of these dudes. Chandler wasn't a slam dunk to be a great pitcher. He wasn't a first-round pick.
I know we're talking about guys they drafted and developed, but like they brought a guy like Colin Holderman over here in a trade.
And he was good, and now he gives up more home runs than anybody in baseball.
Or like Clay Holmes going the opposite way.
Right, but if Ben Cherington was going to keep his job or lose his job, strictly graded on one thing, pitching, he would keep his job.
Yeah.
Right? I mean...
Which
because
kind
people
of goes to show how
people
bad he's
always
been at the
say
rest
this, yeah, people say the same thing about him over and over again. Well, they have the pitching, which I'm not even really quite sure of.
Second half, Mitch Keller, by the way, showed up again last night. The YouTube commenters, for those of you curious out there, are YouTube denizens who are a foaming at the mouth pit of sometimes insanity. broadly speaking, Pony, seem to be okay with this by the Pirates, the way they're going about it, which is a surprise to me.
Well, the one thing that is true, even if people are okay with this, when the top pitching prospect gets promoted to the major league team, even when your team's not that good, there is usually hoopla and fanfare and some level of excitement. Maybe it's not huge excitement. Maybe the team's so bad that people don't look at that one guy as some kind of elixir to everything that's wrong. But there's like none of that for this.
It felt like a Friday news dump story that he was getting called up.
There's like nobody that's like, oh, this is awesome. Bubba Chandler is with the Pirates.
There is zero buzz. I will agree with that. There's zero buzz. I saw Noah tweet out Bubba Chandler, per source, is joining the Pirates. And I hit retweet.
Was it source me?
No. He didn't say per source, in parentheses, Andrew Filippone. When he sent it, I was just like, I should be way more pumped about this. But just all, because his next tweet was he'll be used in longer or bulk relief.
And then everyone flipped out.
And then I was just kind of like, what?
412-928-9370. Your reaction to the Pirates calling up top pitching prospect Bubba Chandler and using him as a relief pitcher. Best call on this is going to win two tickets to a Pirates game. At 412-928-9370. Here's Donovan in Elwood City. Hello, Donovan.
Not on that, like you said. I was doing some research on my own while I was waiting for you guys to get to me. But there have some been amazing starting pitchers that started out as relievers. Some notable names, like not just for the Pirates, but for different teams. Adam Wainwright started out as a reliever and became an amazing pitcher for the Cardinals. Chris Sale, same thing, started out as a reliever for the Chicago White Sox and then went to Boston, became an amazing starter. So I think that the Pirates might be trying to go that route because they've seen the success of some of those guys. And like you guys have said, what they're doing in AAA for him is not working. So maybe if they
That is the much bigger point. You can't convince me that if he got called up when he was at the top of his game at AAA, that they would have put him in a bulk reliever role.
No, they would have, because they would have done it earlier in the season, and they'd have said we could still save the season if he can come in and give us the second part of a 1-2 punch. I mean, David Price is another example of a guy who was a starter who the Rays brought up to just close games.
But yes, they were trying to win the pennant.
Like Chris Sale, a couple seasons, and then with the White Sox, he got really good.
Wainwright was on a team that won the World Series when he was a reliever.
Through that Uncle Charlie, you still probably see in your sleep to Beltran to close that one out.
So if you want Pirates tickets, call in 412-928-9370. Maybe that'll be for a Bubba Chandler game.
Could be any game at this point. You don't really know.
Intern Jack said that this was like the straw that broke the camel's back for him. Chandler being used as a reliever that showed him that he has zero reason to trust this organization.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Pitch hit hard up third, fair ball, and that's how you answer. You throw it in the left field corner. That scores Reynolds easily. Horowitz is going to try to score, and the relay is late and offline. Horowitz is in. It's a two out, two run double for Tommy Pham, and the Pirates grab the lead 2-1.
Tommy Pham had quite the series against the Blue Jays. Flipped his bat after a walk and almost started a fight.
Block saying, by the way, that's how you answer, because the Blue Jays contingent that traveled down booed him loudly like he was in a road environment today.
And then he went after Blue Jays fans on Twitter all night Monday. And I guess for this round of things, got the last laugh with the hit that won the series. But that's not all we get from Tommy Pham today. He sat down with Jason Mackey after the game and said, the Pirates are really close. This is a playoff pitching staff. Compared the Pirates to the Cubs in 2014, who we know in 2015, the next year, won 97 games and beat the Pirates in the first round of the playoffs before losing in the NLCS that season. And so he thinks this team is parallels to that one. He says, you've got Skeens, Mitch. You must not watch Mitch pitch.
Yeah, hold
in
on.
July
I'm going to stop
August.
Right there. Mitch Keller, you can say if it's first half Mitch, fine. Mitch Keller right now is lugging around an ERA above four. Yeah, the win-loss record's ugly. All the peripheral numbers that Mitch controls are getting worse and worse. I just cannot co-sign this.
Mentions Oviedo, says, I'm a big believer in Burrows. The bullpen is kind of lights out with Santana, Ash, Matt, and Shug. Then went on to say this. Obviously, me and Kutch are trying to get guys to buy into a philosophy here that we think brings success. If you look at what we've been doing lately, how we're grinding out at bats, you look at guys like Triolo. He's starting to become a tougher out. Jared Triolo, oh, okay. In the month of August, 273, 720 OPS, which is obviously much, much better for him because he's a 170 or 189 hitter on the year. Okay, he said he's starting to become a tougher out. It's stuff like that we need guys to buy into offensively as a group to get the group to have success. Earlier in the year, there was a lot of early out swinging, what we call non-productive at-bats.
Wait a minute.
And it's starting to change.
Isn't this what the Pirates wanted these guys to do? Do you remember the big thing? It was I think DK was the one who was reporting on it. They were aggressive early when they had that big run of wins where they were outscoring the opposition.
This is the philosophy the organization wants.
Right. Then they got swept being too patient against the Mariners. You remember that?
Yeah,
and they were punchless. Then they went right back to, DK said they were going to go right back to their aggressive ways.
And then they lost like seven in a row.
Correct. So what the hell are we talking about here?
Guys are starting to wear out the pitcher, becoming a harder out. Things are starting to change here for the better. It's taking a constant reiteration every hitter's meeting, telling the guys to buy into this.
Is this like Tommy Pham's way of also saying he would like to be back here next year? We'll find out how much of a pro pitching staff he thinks they've got if he says, can you bring me back under like some sort of one-year deal?
He said on Twitter to some random dude that tweeted at him for acting like an idiot on Monday that he talked to Max Scherzer before the series started, and Scherzer told Pham a story that the Blue Jays front office asked Scherzer about trading for Pham. And Scherzer said, yeah, go get him. And Pham, spilled all this tea on Twitter about it. I mean, look, two guys have played, three guys have hit much better in August. Obviously, not a big enough sample size to feel good about things. Reynolds is starting to look like Brian Reynolds. Bart is hitting 275, and Sawinski has actually shown a little bit of power after he hit 130 for the first 4 months of the season. But what are we talking about here? Like that's the issue this year has been guys haven't listened to the instruction of the coaches. They've gone off on their own. And like the old heads like Pham and McCutchen have to reinforce longer at-bats.
Didn't Pham get on a tear when he was being more aggressive? Wasn't he leading that charge when they started to play well?
Who knows with this guy? Seriously.
I think Tommy Pham saying all this, what I hear when he tries to parse it this way, and he sounds sincere, I will give him that. Like I will give him genuine credit. He sounds like he gives a crap still. Is there are just not that many good baseball players on this roster, because if there were a bunch, it wouldn't have taken until effing August for them to figure out hitting this year. It just wouldn't. There's not a single better than average hitter that is a regular player on this baseball
also,
team. Not one.
You know, the counterpoint to what he's saying is, I'm pretty sure for years, and maybe it's a little bit different now, but I saw a graphic on a broadcast not too long ago that hitters on the first pitch, so the count 0-0, mm-hmm. hit over 300. You get behind in a count, your batting average dips below like 210.
There's a huge study, Pony. I'll go a degree further into the nerd world. There is a big study that the single most important pitch of an at-bat is if it starts as a 1-1 count, you get a ball and a strike. The outcome of the third pitch, whether it is a ball or a strike, is the most important pitch in baseball.
There's also an old adage that the best pitch you're going to see in an at-bat is the first pitch.
Right, a get-over strike. By the way, Key Brian Hayes, if you were curious, Pony, OPS, 145 points higher with the Reds so far. He is slugging .418.
How about our boy Rafi Flores down at AAA for the Pirates?
Key Brian Hayes, just for the record though, Pony, he's hitting the exact same batting average, a slightly lower on base percentage, but he is slugging 130 points higher for the Reds. Rafael Flores, what do you want to guess he's doing?
I'm
going to
say he's hitting .225 at AAA since that
trade. Did you check it?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But he did say they're emphasizing the team success over his own success down there.
Rafael Flores, since joining Indianapolis, just for argument's sake or for comparison's sake, he had a .677 OPS with the Yankees AAA affiliate in Scranton.
Yep. But that was in 10 games.
Correct. He's played 12 games for the Pirates AAA affiliate.
Uh-huh.
He has two extra base hits, both doubles. He is hitting .222. His OPS is .612.
And that's what you got for Bednar, who they play Renegade for now. And in New York, they're literally saying,
I just saw
like,
a tweet that said the Yankees have found their closer.
Yeah.
Dude, he's on an outrageous heater. He had a bad first, I think, appearance for them. His last like five appearances or something, they've been having him get like five out saves, and he's just been wiping people out, dude.
For them.
Pony, hold on. Now I got to find it because I think I saw Sean Marash, who works for WFAN in New York. Here's what somebody put out there.
I think he said something like, if I could kiss David Bednar's bare ass, I would. I'm so thankful that he's come to this team and rescued our season.
It was literally something that said the Yankees clearly, here it is. No one else should, this is on August 11th. No one else should close games in the Bronx for the foreseeable future. Yeah. David Bednar has arrived.
Here is Nick in Harrison City. Hello, Nick.
Hi.
Hi.
I was calling about the Bubba Chandler.
Go ahead.
I was thinking with the bullpen coach, Brent Schramm, he has worked with Justin Verlander and Garrett Cole in the past, and that, you know, might be just something that they're trying to bring those two together.
I like that answer. You know? I think that's a fair take. I think that's fine. I mean, that makes sense to me. Like, they look at this old head that they have out there as a like pitching whisperer, and he's been with big power pitchers before, who are Hall of Fame bound, obviously.
So they want to get him around him as much as humanly possible,
yeah,
to start with.
Yep.
Have him sit in the bullpen, soak in some knowledge. I mean, you'll know that actually has some legs if he only does this bulk reliever stuff maybe once or twice and then starts games.
Like, if the bulk thing works.
Well, like, say, even if the bulk thing is just an okay, like, but he looks like he's under more control of his pitches,
mm-hmm.
then I could buy that.
Here, but they do like that old man. when he was walking around spring training when I was there, they acted like he was, you know, God's gift to baseball.
Really?
Tons of reverence for the man, yeah.
Would you say Jim Benedict-level reverence for him?
But Benedict rubbed people the wrong way because they thought he got too much credit.
Ray Searidge, well, what you really mean is he did not, Ray Searidge did not like how much credit Benedict got. David Bednar, by the way,
yeah,
has pitched in his last, what is this here, four and two-thirds innings. He has 11 strikeouts, 3 walks, and 1 hit allowed. That's good.
Here's David in Greensburg. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking a call.
Sure.
You know, it all starts from the top, and you got bad coaching in AAA. You got bad coaching on the major league level. You got a bad front office. It all starts with the owner. The owner hired these guys. The front office that were not too good was hired by the owner, and so on down to going down the hill.
All right. Thank you. Sorry. We lost you for a second there. Lenny's next in Greenfield. Hello, Lenny.
Yeah. First, let me address the fact that, you know, you were talking about being aggressive with Tommy Pham. Every hitter should be aggressive. The more aggressive you are hitting strikes, then the pitchers will become a little more careful. And then by being more aggressive, you can be more selective because they're not going to throw you. They're not going to throw you strikes right down the middle at that point. They're going to make sure that they're pitching you carefully. And then you can start drawing walks because you have to prove that you can hit. And too bad, like 80% of the time, the Pirates prove that they can hit. Addressing the Bubba Chandler issue, I think it just proves that the Pirates just threw their hands up in the air. And then after they threw their hands up in the air, because they say, okay, now we're going to bring him up at a point where he's not pitching well. And then after they throw their hands in the air, they make the blunder of putting him in a relief role when who knows when he's going to be pitching, right? Because the situation may not call for it. This is a guy that should know.
Well, they're bad enough that they can just set things up where if they want him to pitch in relief, they can just make it so. I mean, they're a bad baseball team that doesn't have to worry about wins and losses at the moment.
Yeah, but they should start. I know what you mean.
Well, I know what you
mean.
Lenny,
I'm going to give you the tickets to the game, but I'm just going to push back on that a little bit, Chris. Yes, they're a bad baseball team, but the general manager allegedly did things at the deadline to try to win as many games as he can over the next 2 months to save his job.
Fair point. He just said, he said, throw their hands in the air. I was just wondering if he would say and wave them like you just don't care.
By the way, the mention of spring training came up there with the bullpen coach. I've heard through my various sources that one of the things Donnie is going to do for his bachelor party trip is make some stops at spring training sites down in Florida next winter.
Really?
Yeah. And I was just wondering, have you been invited to this yet?
No.
Do you anticipate getting invited on the bachelor party? Or are we so old that we've aged out of bachelor party shenanigans?
All right, I have a take here. One, no, I'm not expecting to be because Donnie knows that we both have, you know, families and children involved here.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I do think if we got the invite, there would maybe be the subtle hope on the part of Donnie and the Nasty Boys that maybe Big Pony and Big Malzy might treat him for a big night out on the town. Which I would be happy to do if they did that, but
you think it might happen then?
No, I don't. I don't.
No,
I think if it did, I feel like we would be obligated to make sure we showed them a very good time. You know, sent them to a nice high end joint. Hey boys, wear a pair of slacks here. We're going somewhere big.
Joint.
There might be a seafood tower involved.
Does this strike you as high end? Is this a high end trip, you think?
I mean, on some of my other buddies' trips, we've had like one dinner where
people got dressed up. Nice.
I'll never forget, in this vein of what I'm kind of alluding to, somebody who used to work in this building more or less accused somebody else who invited that person to their wedding of only inviting them because they expected a very nice gift, because the implication was, well, I have a lot of money and that's the only reason you invited me.
Because there is a twinge of a depression that has come over me.
Because we've aged out of it.
Because I feel like there's a chance I've gone to my last bachelor party.
I don't think that's the case. Do you have any male relatives that are going to get married?
No. I think I'm done, man.
So there's a couple people on our street who are younger than us. But, you know, we had like a joint little like bachelorette night out, but that's not the same thing. It's not a destination trip.
I know. I think I'm done with that.
We have my one buddy who's my age just got engaged like a week ago. But I don't feel like he's going to say, hey, everybody, like, fly out to Phoenix where he lives and have a bachelor get-together week or weekend.
I think we'd also send Craig into a tailspin if the entire show took off for a week.
You think it's going to be a week-long bachelor?
No, it's like a long weekend.
Oh, he'd be looking.
Oh, he can do that. Donnie, he'd be looking into it. Would be champing at the bit to do a four-hour show for us.
I don't like bachelor parties.
You kidding me?
You think Craig would be looking into it, Don?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience, Donnie's biggest football story of the day. Segment also sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Get started today with your 20-pound summer slim down at awaken180.com. Don?
The debrief. Hold on. Uh-oh.
Come on, Jack.
Far, far left, Jack. There we go.
There we go. He was on it. He's asleep briefly at the switch.
Is Jack invited to the bachelor party?
Now you're acting like Starkey when he goes on air. You're like acting as if I've invited every single person on earth to the
Starkey
bachelor
very
party.
Famously was excited about going to my wedding, then said, sorry, I can't go. I have a family reunion in Memphis, and then said, don't worry, I'll get you a great wedding gift, and got me a Phil Kessel jersey.
Did you like it?
I liked Phil Kessel, but like I kind of thought it would be like a joint gift that
nice.
I mean, some of my buddies got me stuff that was just for me, just like a couple of Alex's friends.
Yeah, that would be like if I got you a Jack Lambert jersey or something like that for your wedding. It's supposed to be for both of you.
Right.
It's okay because Sarah and I already each have one.
Home and Road?
I actually have a Home and Road. She has the classic.
Sarah has a Lambert?
I actually think most of the white Steelers jerseys look better than the black ones.
Does Sarah have an extensive Steelers jersey collection?
She probably has like four or five.
Okay, let's try to guess. Lambert, Watt.
Yes.
Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger.
Ben.
Okay, hold on. I'm 3 for 3. You gotta let me cook.
Go ahead.
Are they guys currently on the team, or do I gotta go throwbacks here?
They are not currently on
the
team.
Okay, I got two more. Troy?
No.
Oh!
I'm surprised by that.
I would think then the other two names that popped into my head truly were Harrison and Pouncey.
So she has a Pickett one.
Oh, no.
That was going to be my next guess.
But you know what our move, we're going to do the duct tape move for the season, I think.
For Rodgers.
But you've
throw,
got, you've got
the duct tape.
You've got so many jerseys, you don't have to go to that well.
Well, if he wants
I just
to
think
wear
it'd be
Rodgers,
funny.
Yeah, of course.
Throw the duct tape over.
What happened to your Pickett jersey?
It's still in my closet.
Will it ever
get out the duct tape?
Yeah, why won't you? I think if Rodgers has a... Actually, no. No one would want you to do that. If he had a really good week one and you were like, I'm on the Rodgers train, people would be like begging... They'd show up at your house begging you not to do it.
I'm actually keeping it because I feel like it's going to age well. In 10 or 15 years from now, if
well?
You just show up somewhere with a Kenny Pickett jersey people are going to laugh at it.
Donnie, you know
like,
what
Like, oh,
gonna,
that's a great pull, dude.
You know what it's going to age like? It's going to age like the dudes... I think one of them is a listener to the show, this guy Ray... He was part of this group called the Traveling Yagers, and when Jaromir Jagr had played for enough teams, they would all get a different Yager
yeah.
jersey and show up. Kenny
Great
Pickett's
dude.
On his way to being Josh Johnson. You're going to be able to get like a Kenny. There's probably, I'll make a bet right now. There is an expansion team that as of yet does not exist that Kenny Pickett will play for.
I mean, I saw a guy walking into PNC Park last night wearing a Ronnie Cedeno jersey. And I
that's
thought, that's
one.
Incredible. That somebody owns one of these.
I mean, the Pirates, you have 100 guys to choose from there.
Ronnie Cedeno. Like, did somebody just actually get the jersey from Cedeno himself? They didn't sell Ronnie Cedeno jerseys in
game one?
Pirates stores.
Have to be game
right?
one.
I mean, I
or
feel
could you
like,
go to, like, MLB.com and get one?
Yeah,
like,
get it personalized.
I feel
yeah.
like if you went to the team store, though, at the stadium, they have pretty much everybody.
Really?
Even Ronnie Cedeno?
So I could get right now like an Isaac Mattson jersey at the team store if I wanted to.
Presumably.
Maybe.
Huh.
I don't know.
Brent thinks that I meant did Kenny, is he going to get on a team that's in a league that does not exist yet? Like another? No. I think there will be an NFL team that's a new expansion team that Kenny Pickett will somehow end up a member of.
The first London team.
Donnie, what do you got for us in the debrief?
The debrief, August 20, 2025. This I saw pop up a couple of days ago, but I know Malzy wears these. I don't know if you do, Pony. I do have a pair at home. The NFL and Crocs have announced a multi-year licensing agreement deal. So you can get your own NFL-themed Crocs. The Steelers one has a little steel bar that goes across.
That I don't like the tchotchkes on the toe area here because every team seems to have something like that. I wouldn't wear a team, you know, team.
I just have a
croc.
Plain black pair.
When do you wear Crocs?
Like I wear them for yard work.
What
if
is
I'm
prime time for Crocs for you guys?
Oh, I mean, okay. So I got a lot of takes here, Don. Out in the yard for like just a quick stroll in the yard. I got to pick up dog poop or something.
Yeah.
Water the tomato plants. Crocs. Going for a very like quick run to the grocery store for something, like a low key, I'm not going to be there for a while, Crocs. Almost any small trip outside where I don't, or especially when it's wet out, like this morning, it rained for most of the area, Crocs. Alex bought me they're like a hot pink pair, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so you wear them the other day.
I mean, they're distinct.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he has the nail
never gotten
on the
into
head there.
I wasn't into them either. I had a pair of, like, not the camo military, but, like, the hunter camo ones. They were knockoff Crocs. Hated them. Alex said, I'm going to buy you the genuine article here. And damn it if there isn't a difference, man.
So they weren't, those weren't actually Crocs, and they didn't feel as good, is what you're saying.
They weren't, the quality
you
clearly
was down. You
could
tell they
were down.
Fugazi Crocs.
Yeah, I mean, the Croc company, Big Croc,
yeah.
They have it figured out, that space.
I also saw along those lines somebody walking into PNC Park with a clearly like I bought this in China Paul Skeens jersey. You
what
can
is
always
it now?
Tell.
It's not Born Trade anymore. Like, that used to be the
DH
place.
DH Gate
yeah,
is a
DH
big one.
Gate.
You could always yes. tell with like the numbering, like
the letters are slightly off.
It's like if you try to generate something in AI and it spits out somebody in a Steelers jersey and like something is just slightly
they have
off
like
about
six
the logo
fingers.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happens with these. But like how much cheaper do you think that really is to get one of those
quarter of the
jerseys?
Quarter of the price.
So a Skeens jersey right now is $130.
Yeah, I think you can.
You think you can get it from
40.
China for like $30 or $40
bucks?
$40,
yes.
I bet. Yeah.
Damn.
It's spelled Skeenes.
Skeens.
Well, that's why I'm very happy looking back that I went the China route with the Pickett jersey. I would have been kicking my own ass if I spent $150 on that thing.
Donnie was watching China very closely for those.
So if you think
jerseys.
A guy's going to be the real deal, you buy the authentic jersey, and if you think he's a little bit shaky, you'll go the China route?
That is like a great. That is a great like Donnie litmus test about a draft pick. Donnie, is this guy a China jersey or the genuine article?
Also, what's Metcalf?
Oh, well, I mean, let's do this right now. I don't have a. Wait,
Derek
Harmon
is Derek Harmon going to be? Yeah, Derek Harmon and Metcalf. Let's do those two. Metcalf.
I think I'd go real McCoy with both of them.
Okay.
Patrick Queen.
Oh, that's a China jersey.
Leaning China.
Joey right. Porter Jr.
Ooh, I got another one for you.
That he is actually one of the ones I do have the.
He splits the difference and goes Mongolia.
I have the legit Joey Porter Jr. Roman one because when he got drafted, I said something about if he wins the Rookie of the Year or he's a finalist, I'll get his jersey, all right. And I actually did it.
I have two quick ones from here on out. So this starting at zero right now, Broderick Jones.
Oh my God, that's not even China. That's Chinese Taipei.
Shut up.
Which, by the way, appearance in the international championship.
First two
game.
Seasons don't count. I'm saying from here on, Broderick
okay.
Jones.
Okay. Yes, I still stand by what I said. Chinese Taipei.
I mean, I think he's going to have a good season, so I would have to say the real thing, right?
Roman Wilson.
China. I have very few like current ones, though. Normally, I have guys who
yeah I've learned my lesson
retired.
I'm with you. I've learned my lesson with Pickett. I don't want to just wear a jersey of a guy who hasn't won anything here.
Somebody else said they bought a Kenny Color Rush jersey two seasons ago and returned it after the 49ers game. The best decision I've ever made.
Wait, and got either a refund or store credit?
Implied in that is that they were able to get a refund one game into the second season, and they said I've had enough of this.
Wow.
Well, I think about stuff like that. My buddy Bruce, who owns Definitely You, that sports store.
Yes.
I was in there a few days ago, and he had to have about 30 Ke'Bryan Hayes jerseys. And I'm like, what the
probably
heck?
Probably selling them for the number on the back, $13.
What the heck do you do with these now?
That's a
you
great
know?
Question. By the way, I'll do two more.
He probably has them at like 50% off
has
at
to.
Least.
Has to. Connor Griffin and Bubba Chandler. From this moment forward, China jersey, real jersey.
I'm all in on Griffin.
Okay.
But he's not going to be here very long. I feel
well,
like I hate
these.
To say this, but
yeah,
they're
but
all
no,
China
we're
jerseys.
Not, we're not evaluating it on longevity. Are they going to be really good? Or it's the are they going to be really good here or not? We know because Skeens would be a China jersey then. Probably.
I don't agree with that.
Well, he's not going to be here very long.
I know, but I just think he's so transcendent,
fine.
It doesn't matter.
We're taking that out of the equation here, and it's just good or not.
I didn't know you set the rules for is
I
it
did,
a China
for,
jersey or
for
not.
The China, you know what? For the China jersey game, I do make the rules, pal.
Well, you're not as worried about China as I am.
So Griffin, worrying. Now you're worried about AI.
Griffin true. Is definitely the real McCoy. Bubba, I'm kind of leaning China.
Oh, no. Of course you are. Oh, you've no. ripped the decision up and down, and you got John Parado out of his hibernation cave
can't we
to
get
come
a
at you.
Can't we get a company that makes like plates and dishware because people call that fine China to sponsor the China game? That could be Mulsey's big contribution. We're going to play the China game.
There really
today.
Is no buzz for the guy either. Like I
said that. I agree. You're right.
You know what would add a little bit if they had just started him?
They'd called him up when he was red hot in May, there would have been.
Donnie, do you agree with somebody
cares.
Who wrote that Hey Dudes are the blue collar man's version of Crocs? I thought Hey Dudes were more expensive.
I have Hey Dudes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.